JoeBucksFan.com presents Bucks Game Day with Ozzy, the sports junkie.
It's time to get your
Start your Bucks Sunday with insight and outrage. Get your head out of your ass.
It's a madhouse!
All season at JoeBucksFan.com.
A madhouse!
America's most notorious losers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
When it's third and six and Tim Brown runs an out route and then he drops it. And Dwight Smith looks at him and says, damn, Tim, you waited 15 years to do that? And that the fact that Jerry Rice didn't have a catch until the third quarter. And when he gets that catch, when he gets something and says, hey, Jerry, welcome to the Super Bowl.
Looking again, throws up the middle.
Fuck, Ozzy's off his medication.
And here we go.
What is up? Where do you hurt? Ozzy the Sports Junkie back from the Sports Junkie Radio Network on the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast. Again, couldn't be happier to be here. Show number one under the belt. I'll slow it down a little. A lot of critiques I was going too fast, so I'll slow it down with some long, pregnated pauses. I know that I do kind of talk too fast at times. Hey, man, I'm passionate. I'm on this podcast because I am passionate. And when it comes to my Buccaneers, hell yeah, I get a little riled up. I do like the drug references, though. You caught me about 15 years too late, though, buddy. You caught me about 15 years too late. 15 years ago, I guarantee it, I'd have melted any drug testing cup. But what's really tripping me out is all the positive and negative attention of my being on the Joe Bucks Fan part of the Joe Bucks Fan team here. And Lee and Steve couldn't be happier. I've not yet met Joe, though, the little cartoon guy. I want to party with that dude because he just got a beer raging in his hand, spilling out. Hopefully, I'll be out Friday. Hopefully, nothing. I will be out Friday watching preseason game number one against the Steelers. Was there anything more of a, well, I'll just go ahead and say cock tease than the preseason football, especially game one? Because you get all geeked up and geared up. Now, granted, you do see your team in uniform against another team in uniform. And that's about where the correlation to NFL football ends. Now, of course, as a huge Buccaneer fan, as a huge football fan, I like to see my backups. I like to see the third string. I'll watch the entire thing for that reason alone. And, you know, just being an overall football and sports junkie, pardon the expression. When opening day comes, there is no comparison that what you've just watched for the previous month and what you're watching, but the first series of regular season football, you're like, holy shit, this is football. This is football right here. And to further that point, I want to see our Buccaneers back in a regular rotation of respectability in the NFL, because let's face it, we have none right now. And it's nobody's fault but our own. It's our own fault that we have no respectability, because you got to win games and we, quite frankly, we don't. A quick critique that I got on the Sunday/Monday rollout of the Ozzy Show on Joe Bucks. First of all, Joe and I have spoken in person maybe once in 12 years, other than to gauge interest in me being on the show. So the fact that I'm a mouthpiece for Joe, I don't know if you followed the chat rooms of the last, three or four years. Joe and I have gone back and forth on a number of topics. We disagree on way more than we agree on. But again, and that's what I responded to, that's what makes being a fan fun, and being a fan, it's a brotherhood. And it should be a brotherhood, a friendly brotherhood of breaking balls, breaking chops. But you're on the same team, man. Now, if we're sitting at a bar and there's two Eagle fans across there, sure, it might get a little dicey. It might get a little, you know, there might be some actual threats involved. But I shouldn't have to sit across a bar from another Bucks fan and say, hey, you want to take it outside? Because I couldn't agree with you less. And I don't like the cut of your freaking jib, man. You're popping your mouth off over there. Let's go out and dance in the parking lot. That's bullshit. I've never seen that, ever. of a pro football, college football, little league team, for Christ's sakes. So knock that off. Hey, man, we can crack each other. Now, obviously, if you say something stupid enough, and I'm not above saying things stupid, and I don't have the thickest skin in the world either. So if maybe you'll say something. I take all critique to heart. I'm slowing it down. You see, the last show would have been over by now. 100 miles an hour. Actually recorded that show after my band played, so might have been a little hyped up. And some editing. I took out all breaths in between. And anyways, we'll go at a normal pace. Because I don't want anybody to freak out. Remember when Mary Hart used to send people into epileptic seizures? They'd watch her on Entertainment Tonight. I don't want anything like that. So again, happy to be here at JoeBucksFan.com for the whole season. Looking to get out Friday night, and I'll let you know where. Go to my website, OzzySportsJunkie.com. You can find me on Facebook as well. Go to the Sports Junkie Radio Network Facebook page. And I'm sure Joe will pass the information along, because I want to get out and about and mingle with you people. And believe it or not, you don't believe nothing or not, there's tons of fans south of the Skyway. Tampa Bay Buccaneer football doesn't end right there at the Skyway Bridge. It is alive and well down here, after just as dead as it was up there. I mean, my God, the dark days of blackouts, of trying to remember the cheap computer feed where you had to like try to rig your TV. This is before the onset of really good high-speed modems, whatnot, high-speed internet. To watch those bastardized streams of home games, oh my God, that was just brutal. It was about as brutal as the football being played. But thank God they lifted that archaic blackout rule. I could not even, there was so many things wrong with that blackout rule. First off, let's not put and not publicize a product that we can't sell tickets to. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. Your team sucks, so give them no TV time in order to sell tickets. All right, let's say I made a movie, and it's the worst movie ever, and I'm going to double the price of it, and it's only in one select theater. I mean, that's pretty much what the NFL was doing with their product, so kudos for finally waking up and getting your ass out of the Stone Age. That blackout rule was so bad, you had to go to a specific bar. You had to either that, like I said, or get the old antenna up on the roof, risk breaking a leg, maybe send your wife up there to do it. Afraid of heights. Screw it. So thank God that's over. And the plethora, I mean plethora of ways you can, well, if you want to go black market, get one of those hot fire sticks. I want to hear from people who have the hot fire stick or the hot Roku box, if you will. I mean, the digital age of TV is upon us. Cable companies have got to be not only shaking in their boots, the boots have come off at this point. The boots have come off because cable TV is on its way out like high button shoes and derbies. It's bye-bye time. TV should be a la carte. I'll pay for what I want to watch, and that's what I'm going to pay for. I'm not paying for 48 local government channels. I could go through right now any cable system in Tampa Bay area, or the United States for that matter, and pick out a channel or 12 that there's not 20 people watching. I mean, they have movies from like the 1800s. I didn't even know they invented film back then, for Christ's sakes. So it's coming. It's coming. Hell, it's here. I'm just looking for the NFL to break away from the Dish Network. How they sold their souls out to one specific company for that NFL ticket package. I know that there's different arenas you can get that package onto your computer. You can cast it to different devices, what have you. But if for my money, if I have the most popular sport in America, I'm going to make it available to anybody, regardless if they have some goofy Dish or not. Put it on every cable platform. Put it on pay-per-view. Put it on everything. Put it on Wi-Fi. Put it up on your phone. And for the record, how about this, NFL? You want to triple, quadruple your income from TV money, or as far as that NFL package is concerned? How about selling a la carte teams? Say you're living here in Florida, you're a Buffalo Bill fan. Say you're in Buffalo, you're a Tampa Bay fan. You don't want to pay $300 for the entire season to watch all the Seahawks, Texans, and Bronco games. You just want to watch your team on Sunday. You should be able to just buy that team. You get your team every Sunday. Is that too crazy? Is that too wild? Is that too bizarre in advance of a concept? It seems pretty simple to me. So it's an exciting time we live in. where you can go online and, you know, say somebody's all hopped up on goofballs because they're talking too fast on the air. And I love the Pharrell references. If I sound like him, it's because I live with him. We were roommates back in the 80s, and he'll be a regular contributor to this program. Put it this way. When I met the dude, the only CDs he had in his car, didn't he have CDs? The only cassettes he had were Christian rock. I said, what is this, dude? What is this you listen to? Crazy. Pharrell's a great guy, and I couldn't be happier with his success. He went literally from my couch to one night I turned it on, he's on Letterman. I said, what the hell is this? But I did go out to L.A. I was on Westwood One. I spent about a two-week stretch out there as a bit of a street reporter. Great time, fun time in my life. Pharrell's a great guy. A little tame on CBS Radio, but he's tamed down in general. Speaking of taming it down, back to the preseason. You know, just as the preseason is the time for you to get players out there, stretch them out, see who looks good, get into game speed, it's the time to get yourself into game speed. I have seen, and I've been there, many a times, you know, you think you're going to a playoff game or something, and, well, the game is just, well, it's a huge disappointment. If you're looking for four quarters of hard-hitting action, it's just not going to happen. You might get a quarter of hard-hitting action. I'd imagine Friday night we're going to see about a quarter and a half of starters, maybe the first half. I'd play the first half for a team that is trying to improve drastically on both sides of the ball. I'd have the starters out there as long as I could for the first three games. Fourth game, you eliminate altogether, but that's a whole other show. I don't think it's going to happen. Hopefully it'll happen sometime soon. At any rate, the Buccaneers, how they didn't address the offensive side of the ball more in the offseason, it's almost mind-boggling. All I heard was that the right side of the line's got to go. The right side of the line has to go because Dotson and Benichoch are just not getting it done. And boy, I saw a video coming out of camp last week. Benichoch was just getting schooled on every play. I mean, just Lavonte David's running around him. Every linebacker, I believe our number one pick, Devin James, was just schooling this guy. That's the bad news. Well, I guess that's the bad news is he still sucks. The good news is Alex Kappa is looking good on that right side of the line. So there's got to be something there. There's got to be something you can spin out of that, and I'm going to need an update. I guess I'll have to go on JoeBucksFan.com and get an update on Donovan Smith's condition, his leg. It frosts my ass that the Buccaneers had to pick a linebacker with that first pick, because if they didn't blow all that money on the Vinnie Currys, the Bo Allens, $1 million to Will Golston, they would have had money to lock down a guy like Quan Alexander, who I think is hitting his prime. I know he took a lot of hate from fans last year. I thought he looked like a guy playing with his hair on fire the first 3 weeks to break his leg. They could have re-signed Quan and then used that first-round pick, a left tackle, or maybe a stud running back, whatever the case may be. They're kind of having to back up and covering up now their draft picks for past mistakes. Oh, is that negative? To the people who are saying that I'm completely negative on this team, what exactly positive do you see? They led the league in offense, total offense. Then why didn't we only win five games? Why did Winston turn the ball over the first half of the season at an inordinate rate, 2 years running now? Why do we have barely any running game? If I'm ruining your dream that this is the greatest team in Buc history, let alone NFL history, I do apologize. Maybe I have it on the wrong channel. It's Fox, right? Tampa, right? Also got a kick out of way to hire a Bears fan. Dude, I said I grew up in Chicago. I've been here since I'm 13. I'm 50 now, okay? I've been a Bucs fan for over 35 years. Season ticket holder, if you need it. Granted, I used to take losing a lot deeper and harder to heart. The Super Bowl win did kind of put a little bit of a quell. It used to literally ruin my whole fucking Sunday. I mean, I'd throw furniture. I would not watch the 4 o'clock game. I'd bitch and moan about it for literally 3 or 4 days. It would ruin my, not only Sunday, it ruined my Monday and following day. I'd come out of a hate-filled fog and back down to terra firma. The Super Bowl win did quell that, but nonetheless, when you taste success, you'll want more. And let's just say we got one taste, and then the buffet was quickly removed because they went straight downhill after that Super Bowl, and they haven't won a playoff game since. And they haven't been competitive, well, short of a 10-6 season with a rah-rah getting punched in the face, allegedly, by Aqib Talib. I had an insider on that team. I got stories on that, but I guess I'm not supposed to tell them without a court deposition proof. Some shenanigans were going on. That Raheem Morris team was very loosely run. Google Kellen Winslow and team flights. There's a three-hour show I could do. The Kellen Winslow Chronicles. The problems in hand. I honestly thought that was a fake story. You know, you go on the internet and you see these stories. Trump assassinated. And you quickly click on it and it goes, Trump was assassinated by comedian Greg Loss last night in an all-star roast. So yeah. And the whole thing's made to click on some ad for some dick pill or something. But when I saw Kellen Winslow, chronic masturbator, I'm like, come on, what the hell, what is this? Well, I guess it's true, is that's what it is. I mean, Jesus God. Some people, and then to come out the horrific details of what he's on trial for or what he stands accused of, if half of it's true, he needs to go away from society for life. You know, there's a place in life for people who can't conform to the way we're trying to live or run a society here. It's called prison. I'm sorry. So that one, I don't think anybody in their right mind is going to have a debate on that one. Man, why are you hating on Winslow, bro? I didn't like him before I heard the rape allegations. Remember him calling out an overthrown pass? I was at that ball game. He's basically just calling out Josh Freeman at midfield, saying, dude, where's the ball? Throwing his hands up like a bitch. Good player. Complete maniac. So good luck in prison the rest of your life. And stay away from my mother, my daughters, my grandmother, my dog. Get a hold of yourself. Well, wait, no, don't. Jesus. All right, back to the field. I'm hearing a lot about praising. You know, Joe had reported that Winston looked horrible his first day. Coming along. Bruce Arians says he has over the weekend, he looked great Saturday night. He looked even better Sunday and better on Monday. So we'll see. We've heard it all before. I'm not putting a whole lot of weight into a training camp performance against guys who are, well, not coming after him like a pack of wild dogs, as Lawrence Taylor once put it. But I'd rather hear reports of him looking good than looking bad. Again, I don't dislike the guy. It's nothing personal. Get it done on the field. Get it done on the field consistently. Get the turnovers down. But, you know, it's almost like he's being torpedoed. I can't help but get that feeling that he's being torpedoed by not bringing in any offensive line help. No one. So heading into last season, or should I say heading into last offseason, you know, the obvious talk was the Bucs got to improve that offensive line through the draft, through free agency, through anything, through osmosis, through witchcraft, death metal, death Norwegian metal, whatever it takes. The only addition was journeyman lineman Earl Watford, again from the Cardinals. Half of the Cardinals roster is on our team. I think Jim Hart might be our third stringer. Mel Gray is looking good returning punts from what I read. And O.J. Anderson. O.J.'s coming. I had a long-running argument with a buddy of mine that O.J. Anderson, his claim was O.J. Anderson and Otis Anderson were different people. I said they're the same goddamn person. No, that's his brother or his son. I said O.J. is Otis. And Otis is O.J. Same guy wanted to argue that Clarence Gaston and Cito Gaston were twin brothers. And one was gay and the other was. I mean, I got some friends that are real morons. They could say the same about me. So Earl Watford was brought in. I've not heard any reports on Mr. Watford. I'd rather bring in Brad Whitford from Aerosmith. At any rate, the only guy who's really shining is Alex Kappa. According to Winston, he's been dominant on that right side of the line. Who could replace Benekach? I love a good Benekach in the morning. Like an eggs Benekach. Boy, he was getting smoked like a sturgeon or salmon. So you can't help but feel what the vibe is up there or what the game plan is up there to help Winston out, because As I recall, he's like maybe second to last in releasing the football, as in drop and get rid of it. So the more time he spends holding the ball, the more trouble he gets into, and the easier it is to get into trouble when you got a sieve for an offensive line, which leads me to the running game. How they didn't even fake it. They could have just faked talking to either Le'Veon Bell, maybe David Johnson, somebody. Again, if you didn't have to draft a middle linebacker because you spent too much on a couple of bums on your defensive line last year. Vinnie Curry gone, but Bo Allen's still there. The same Bo Allen rated the absolute worst defensive lineman in the NFL as far as pass protection. Is it the coach that brings these guys in? Apparently not. I'm being told it's not the coach. Who is that then? Oh, the GM? The general manager brings them in. Well, the general manager, I mean, if you want to pass the buck, and they'll love me on Joe Buck's fan for this one. Well, you know, who are these scouts that are filling Jason Leica? He's not out flying to a different workout every 5 minutes, is he? I wouldn't assume so. Maybe, I mean, to bring in a new head coach, you'd think you'd shell the entire organization, eh? But we'll see. I'll tell you one thing. A slow start and Light will be the first to go. I don't think there's anybody that can debate that point. Well, somebody's head's got to roll. It's kind of a bizarre situation, what we're going to see here. You'd think with all the pomp and circumstance and all the money dumped in to bring in Arians, that maybe some players would have been added along with it, but they're so tied up against the cap from blown free agency deals that it's a hot mess up there, in a sense. Like I mentioned in my podcast debut for the fine folks at Joe Buck Fan. Oh, by the way, I'm Ozzy the Sports Junkie. The quick-talking, what was I called? A Jim Rome wannabe on crank. If you caught me about, 30 years ago, I was really cranking it. Solo. Two orange Bud Lights and I'm about toast. Okay, that's bullshit. About 4 or 5. Can't do it anymore, man. Life gets tougher as you get older. You young kids will find out. And you old crusty old fucks will too. But life really blows with a hangover. And you're going to find out that, well, hanging out at the bar till midnight, 12:30, 2 a.m. on a work night when you got to get up and go to work the next day, it ain't worth it, my friends. It is not worth it. And guess what? You're not missing a thing. What are you trying to pick up some skeezer at a Applebee's at 2:30 in the morning? You're the one who ought to be on crank, as in your hand. Moving along. Defensively, obviously a new middle linebacker. We'll see what Devin James. You got to love him coming out of college. Who doesn't look good coming out of college? They've drafted a lot of great players, and I love the pick. If you had to take one, he was the best guy available. I don't know if it's too much to ask that a rookie comes in to be the captain of a defense. Levante David, little scare early in the week with they cleaned out aisle 7. This note just being handed to me by my crack staff here. Josh Laribas was a second addition to that. I wouldn't know Josh Laribas if he walked through the door right now holding Alex Kappa's hand. Kappa's a big boy. I hope he does come through. Let's hope that he does come through. Speaking of two guys looking to come through, fantasy football geeks, take note. And you know something? I used to make fun of you. For years, I cracked on fantasy football guy. I've become one. I have. Oh, God, I'm FanDueling it, DraftKinging it. 3 leagues. I want to get in the Todd Wright League. Todd, if you're listening, send me an invite. I'd love to come up there and be in the Joe Bucks Fan Todd Wright Fantasy Football League. I love fantasy football. I can't believe I used to poo-poo it. Daily fantasy leagues are of all sports. My girlfriend, the lovely L Squared, absolutely destroys fantasy sports. Any given night, she's winning, anywhere between $40 and $100 and spending half of that. She cleans up at Major League Baseball. NBA, she mopped up the floor. She steered clear of hockey pretty much. She's a big hockey fan, but she steered clear of fantasy hockey. But I'll tell you what, and a guy used to call my show years ago, Lucky Leo, he told me the only money he consistently wins all year long in any pro sport is quote-unquote Beaver Ball, which would be the WNBA. And I'm here to tell you, Lucky Leo, you were spot on, my friend. My girl cleans up in fantasy daily fantasy on FanDuel and DraftKings with Beaverball, because there's teams that are great and there's teams that suck, and there's really not a lot of in between, I guess. And I'll tell you something, a lot like female golfers. Remember the lady golfer, the LPGA tour in the 80s, 70s, what have you, 80s pretty much. The ladies were less than attractive, or should I say less than curvaceous. Hell of a good golfer. Nancy Lopez was a good looking gal. Married Ray Knight. Hence Ray Lopez. But when did they go from being, well, I don't want to use those kind of terms. Let's just say women in comfortable shoes, put it that way. When did they go from being women in comfortable shoes to being flat out porn stars? I had Natalie Gulbis on my show about 10 years ago. She was training in Bradenton. I mean, you talk about an absolute nugget. This girl's so beautiful. Then I hosted a LPGA event up at El Conquistador by the Skyway here in Bradenton on the south side. And by the way, you see they're going to light the Skyway up with LED. That is badass. Unfortunately, when you're on the bridge, how are you going to see it is my question. At any rate, I did an LPGA tour event. I mean, it was like a freaking Fredericks of Hollywood catalog come to life. I bring that up for one reason. They kept bringing me, the girls could come off the course after 18 and I'd sit them down and talk, knowing nothing about any of them. I knew nothing about any of them. I'm just reading their bios as I'm interviewing them, but they're pleasant enough. And it was a fun event. Had a girl on, beautiful girl, blonde, tall, big, long hitter, heavy hitter. And had her on for maybe five minutes, asked her about a round, yada, yada, yada. And as she got up, I shook her hand. Hey, thanks for being on. No problem. The handler, I guess it would be, for the event said, hey, Ozzy, you know, thanks for being cool about that one. You could have went, bet you could have taken that a lot of places. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, that was the girl. Turns out there was a girl who got a DUI cheating with the cheating Eddie George right here in sunny Sarasota on Siesta Key, getting all liquored up in the Village. If you've not been, we have our own little Bourbon Street here, and it's out there. Well, we have about four of them. That's the one on Siesta. So had I known that, I wouldn't have been able to help myself. Come on, man. You're sitting there talking to people you have no clue. It was like the Nike Tour event for the ladies' golf. Mind you, kick the shit out of any one of me. And you listening, who are you kidding? Screw it. Not only the fantasy, like, I want to get in that Todd Wright Golf League. I can swing the sticks a little bit. I see him out there swinging the sticks on that course. Beautiful course. Looks like they're in another country. I didn't know there was hills like that in Florida. But I digress, you fantasy geeks. Boy, it took a long way to get to this one. Pro Football Focus tier-based receiver rankings for the Buccaneers. Evans and Godwin. Evans and Godwin are the only ones you'd look at. Don't forget they brought in Breshad Perriman, who was left the odd man out when the Cleveland Browns brought in Beckham, who looks unbelievable. Anybody see the viral footage of him going end zone to end zone aerial-wise? Took a ball and just lobbed it from 5 yards inside of his own end zone to way almost out of the other end zone. So OBJ, or is it OGB? So Beckham bending it up there. I think they're going to be good up there. And Cleveland, they love that Baker Mayfield. You see him sitting there at the Indians game, gets the TV attention, or should I say the Jumbotron, rips open a beer with his bare teeth, does the bottom chug in a Indians jersey. They're going to love this guy. And how ironic is it that they have the first pick every year? Maybe not for long. And everybody applauds their pick. Oh, what a pick. Tim Couch was just unbelievable. Oh, Trent Richardson, that's going to turn the corner. Oh, well, Joe Thomas turned out to be a Hall of Famer, but not a Hall of Famer, but a solid guy who started for almost 10 years. They draft Baker Mayfield last year, and everybody and their brother, sister, aunt, and dead cousin. Oh, what are they doing in Cleveland? What an asinine pick. They don't know. They couldn't put their ass from a hole in the ground. What a bonehead. Really? How's that pick look now? It looks pretty damn good as they're everybody's sexy team to watch this year. Are they going to win the Super Bowl? Oh, absolutely not. Are they going to be competitive? You would think so. But we got our own problems here in Tampa Bay. So to recap, the Bucs, well, they really pretty much had nothing. Alex Kappa looks to move into the right side of the line. By subtraction, you put Chris Godwin in there. I think, obviously, it changes the offense a little bit. Let's hope that he has more of a connection with number three than DeSean Jackson did. I do get kind of a kick out of all the hatred for DeSean Jackson getting out of town, like getting rid of a guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer and keeping the guy who's borderline making the team next year. That one's kind of, I've never quite heard that one before, but whatever floats your boat. I don't know. I kind of like a guy who all he does is score touchdowns, and I kind of like a guy who gets pissed off when he doesn't get the ball because he wants to score. Water under the bridge on that one. I look for big things out of Chris Godwin. That was a steal in the draft. Mike Evans, I mean, I don't think enough praise can go to this guy. Everybody cracks on him because he'll have a year where he doesn't catch the ball too well, but here's a guy. Now here's a guy, as Harry Carey would say. Here's a guy, Mike Evans. It doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball. It doesn't matter what scheme the defense is running, what package is brought in against him. I have a theory, people. It's a crazy one. It's nutty. It's kooky. Here's an Aussie theory. Good players make plays. Good players make plays. You didn't see Tony Gwynn pinch hit for it. Very rarely, if ever. You know why? It didn't matter left, right-handed. If the guy was throwing with his feet. Good players make plays. Tom Brady makes plays. Walter Payton made plays. Barry Sanders made plays. You didn't adjust for these guys. Michael Jordan, everyone in the goddamn arena knew who was getting the ball with 0.32 seconds left. Guess what? You couldn't do anything about it because he got it done. So to bring it back to the Buccaneers, I applaud Mike Evans. He's had an unbelievable career. Just kind of wonder, what would his numbers be if he had a quarterback throwing to him who maybe had a little more precision in his passes? Maybe he didn't throw as many picks. I mean, what kind of numbers would Mike Evans have in Atlanta? And don't take that as that is not meant to be a crack on Winston. We're not going to get into that. Well, if you want to, we can. It's a long season, people. I got nothing but time on my hands. Again, but I don't want to fight with you. We can argue. We can have constructive criticism, can't we? Of course we can. I spent 3 years taking phone calls from University of Wisconsin, Indiana Colts. I was on in the Midwest in the early 90s. Or should I say it was the early 2000s, I should say. I was called every name you can imagine. So my skin's pretty thick. So once again, I hope I slowed the program down enough for you. I know we are fast livers, and I know we talk a little quick down here and south of the Skyway, and I didn't mean to offend anyone. If I do, my sincerest apologies. But by God, when it comes to Buccaneer football, I get all goddamn revved up. So excuse me if I do go a little haywire at times. The last few years, it almost went from haywire to just apathetic. I mean, I'll never not watch my team. I've watched every snap for 35 years, and I'm hoping to watch the next 35, and I'm hoping against hope. You know, every year in the NFL, people, there's a team that's not expected to do shit that surprises people. Will it be the Bucs? I'd like to think so. I'd like to hope so. Hopes and dreams are, in the words of Warren Sapp's infamous quote, in the words of the prophet Sapp, if ifs and nuts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. But you got to be optimistic. And like I said, there's a lot of holes in this team, but there's a lot of talent, a la Mike Evans, a la Chris Godwin. Jameis can throw the ball. Every once in a while, he does connect. You got some hard hitters on defense. Maybe one of the 15 defensive backs we draft every year can show up and maybe, you know, slow some things down in that the defense, which is, or you can make an argument, as much as Winston is a flashpoint, they don't receive the kind of cracking that they should. Because, my God, you talk about just a sieve. No lead has been safe on that team for at least 5 years. At least 5 years. So it all starts Friday night, preseason-wise. How they wind up with Pittsburgh, very odd pairing. Usually it's Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, or the god-awful Game 4 against the Texans, which I'd rather go for a prostate exam by a guy named Rusty. At any rate, thanks for listening. Thanks for your feedback. Check me out at OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. The server I had, well, say what you want, but I got about 3,000 hits on the Ozzy website, and it just melted the inferior bandwidth that I had, and we are upgrading that as we speak. And I'm no technical genius when it comes to computer bandwidth or bandbox or bandcamp. I'm not quite even sure what bandwidth is, but I know we need more of it. So, again, thanks for all the feedback. Thanks for listening, guys. It's going to be a fun season. I'll be out Friday night as soon as I know where. I got a feeling where, but I want to get that in writing or at least a verbal nod from the powers that be. Oh, there's going to be some... I would imagine every week I'll be out and about somewhere, and I'll let you people know. You come out, you hang out with me. I got Budweiser in my hip pocket. We'll hand out some freebies. Everybody loves freebies. In addition to the Joe Bucks Fan podcast, I'll be out there live on my own signal, sportsjunkieradio.com. So if you want to get on the air, you think you're a big shot, you think you know it all, hey, man, I'm here to give you the microphone, tough guy. You come out and see me, I'll let you tell everybody what an expert you are. For a limited time, first three only. Now, if you want to come out and have a serious, legitimate, civil conversation, more than happy, man. I'm more than happy. Like I said, it's a brotherhood. We can break each other's chops, but don't cut each other's throats. This isn't do or die, and it shouldn't be violent, and it shouldn't get ugly, and it has, quite honestly. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Buck fans in general. We're a brotherhood, man. It's fun when you win, and we're going to win eventually. It's shit. I see a lot of that online, too. What's a losing franchise? And there'll always be losers. Well, fuck you, then. Go follow the Patriots. I don't need you around here. You can critique a team and be negative, but your doom and gloom and optimistic outlook that it's never going to change, get that shit away from me. I don't need that. I don't need that at all. Dude, I was a Cubs fan my whole life. It finally paid off. We saw our Buccaneers win the Super Bowl once. We can be good again. Maybe this year. Who knows? Like I said, respectability, and then we'll take it up a notch. How about respectability this year? Next year, well, I don't need to tell you where the Super Bowl's at. Would have been nice to add some pieces to the puzzle. Maybe some guys step up. Maybe this big beast on the offensive line, Kappa, can maybe make a big difference. One player can make a difference. And the offensive line, I don't know if you know it or not, it's the hardest position to learn in the NFL. It's this, former NFLers and coaches have told me, the biggest adjustment. The biggest adjustment from college to pro is the speed of the offensive and defensive lines. And it's a bitch to adjust to, I can only imagine. So maybe Kappa gets it done and bolsters that side a little because, hey man, Winston can throw the ball and he can make plays when he's given a little time, and he's had no time the last 2 years. All right, I'm out of time. I'm Ozzy the Sports Junkie for the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast. It's been a cool little ride here. Again, I'm in a preseason form as well. If you want to check me out, OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. Generally, I have live offerings daily. Always stay up to speed with JoeBucksFan.com. Literally 24/7 updates of news, insights, you name it. Literally 24/7 coverage of our Buccaneers. Anything that happens in the world of Buccaneer football is right there on JoeBucksFan. And they can get on there and hate everything they say. How about this one? They announced Tim McGraw is playing a concert on opening night or opening day for the 4 o'clock game. Immediately. Is that what they're trying to do? Buy us off of some goddamn redneck? Jesus Christ. How about a Beatles reunion, you fuckers? Is that all you can do is get some 50-year-old band? Oh, man. But I love you. I love the feedback, man, because without feedback, well, you got nothing. I'd be sitting in a room talking to myself. Wait, I'm doing that now. Anyways, Ozzy the Sports Junkie for the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast, only on JoeBucksFan.com.
What's my opinion of your performance? What the fuck you think is my opinion of it? I think it was fucking horseshit. Opinion of his performance? What do you mean, what is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? Jesus Christ. I'm fucking pissed off. And you ask me my opinion of his performance? Jesus Christ. The question asked me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his is? Right. Jesus Christ. I don't need to get pissed off or anything like that, but, you know, you asked me my opinion. I mean, he put on a hell of a show. What can you say about it? I didn't mean to get mad or anything like that, but goddamn.